Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is an update on the situation in Turkey. I want to run you through a variety of information that's come to light over the last few days. And we'll go through the new scheme that the finance minister is introducing relating to gold. So now he's asking the citizens of Turkey to hand over all of their gold to the state. This follows on from the recent request to hand over all of their foreign currency. I'll update you on some strikes that have been happening in Turkey over the last week or so. We'll talk about some changes to taxes that have been brought in, alongside a strong recommendation from the president to all of the food suppliers to reduce their costs. We'll talk about some meetings that the finance minister has held in the UK with investors. I'll tell you about the recommendation he's now giving to all of the banks in Turkey. And then finally, I'll give you an update on what's happening with regards to the journalist who we reported on recently, who was arrested for insulting President Erdogan. But before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and please subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget that I always include chapters in my videos, so if there's a section that you're not particularly interested in, it's really easy to skip forward onto the next topic. So it's just been announced that Turkey are now asking all of its citizens to hand over their private holdings of gold to the state in exchange for lira. Turkey wants to build up its gold reserves, and it's now reaching out and trying to get all of its people to hand over its precious supplies of gold. So this is quite a surprising development. Up until now, the finance minister has stated that the foreign currency scheme was going really well and that they were pulling in billions of dollars. However, this can't be the case because they're now having to ask for another scheme to be introduced to further build up the reserves. So it's been reported that the Turkish authorities have done a deal with five gold refineries in Turkey who will melt down all of the jewellery that's handed in by the private citizens, and they will create gold bullion from that jewellery. They've also put in place an agreement with 30,000 different gold merchants across the whole of the country who will be facilitating all of the collection of jewellery from various citizens, and they're also setting up 1,500 drop-off points where people can go along and hand in their jewellery. So a massive operation and really big infrastructure that's been put in place to cover this scheme. And what this shows is that there's a level of desperation within the authorities. The reserves are quite clearly running very low, and they're now having to go to the base metal of gold to try to hold up their economy. And as we've discussed before on the channel, gold is seen as a good store of value. When you've got very high inflation and the value of your money is falling, people want to put their money into a safe haven. You want to put your investments somewhere where it's not going to deteriorate in value. And gold has traditionally been that place where people have gone to. Everybody's comfortable that gold has long-term value. It's a precious metal and there's limited supply of it in the world. So for as long as everyone can remember, gold has been seen as something highly valuable and something that people want. So the fact that the Turkish authorities are now asking all of the citizens to give up their private holdings of gold really shows that there's a major problem right now in Turkey. It's reported that there is over $250 billion worth of gold held privately in Turkey. It's seen as something really desirable by the Turkish citizens, and so everybody likes to have a supply of gold in reserve. And the fact that they're now asking people to hand this over shows that we are into the last chance saloon in terms of what other options the authorities have to get themselves out of this situation. The Turkish minister has stated that he's hopeful that he will get around 10% of the 250 billion of gold that's held by private citizens. So that would equate to $25 billion. So again, not a lot in the context of what we've talked about. If you've been following my postings, you'll know that Turkey spent over $10.5 billion in December supporting the Turkish lira in the international markets and also buying gas to supply the power stations and the citizens of Turkey. So at that rate, even if they did get in $25 billion worth of gold, that would only last for a couple of months at the current rate that they're burning through foreign currency. The current rates of inflation are putting real pressure on the citizens of Turkey, and the cost of everything is rising rapidly. And we're now starting to see some pushback from a variety of sectors. And this week, thousands of healthcare workers undertook a strike in Turkey, protesting at the level of pay. They want their wages to be increased to match the current rates of inflation. And as you'll know if you follow the channel, we've now got almost 50% inflation in the 12 months to January 2021. So these are the first signs of public unrest about what's going on, but it's likely that we will see more of this sort of action. A lot of the people in Turkey are paid by the state, and therefore the state decides what their pay increases are and how much they should get each month. So we will see more of this if inflation carries on at the rate it's rising, because everybody's losing money in their pocket and the value of lira is continuing to fall. In response to the rising inflation, President Erdogan has just announced that he's reducing the tax on food from 8% to 1% to alleviate the pressure on the Turkish people. So that's a great gesture. But what's interesting about the statement is that he's also gone on to tell all of the food producers in Turkey that he expects them to reduce their prices by 7% alongside this 7% reduction that he's introduced from a tax perspective. Now, this is a really interesting development, because it's one thing for the state to say, well, we'll reduce our taxes to try to give everybody more purchasing power. But what it's impossible to do is to tell private companies that they have to reduce their prices. We're looking at almost 50% inflation in Turkey. So that means that all of these food producers, what they're buying in is rising in cost by around about 50%. So their costs are rising dramatically. And they're being told by the president that they've got to reduce their prices, which basically means that they will be reducing their profit or possibly moving into a loss situation. Food production is notorious for having very low margins. So there isn't a lot of headroom here for these guys to be able to take an axe to their prices and give up all of their profit. So what we will see here, if these food producers are forced to reduce their prices by 7%, is that they will then be making less profit and possibly even making losses. So President Erdogan is putting these Turkish businesses into a very disadvantaged position, and that's unsustainable. You're looking at an economy that needs its businesses to be performing well, to support all of the economy and to be able to hire people and pay more wages and the virtuous circle. If you start cutting all of these businesses' throats, then they won't be able to hire more people. They'll have to cut wages, and that's going to have a vicious circle in the opposite direction. So this really isn't something that is feasible for these companies to be able to do. It's one thing cutting taxes, because that's a central decision made by the government for the good of the people. But telling companies to reduce their prices just doesn't work in a capitalist economy. If these were state businesses, then it might be feasible. But these are private entities that he's trying to introduce these policies for. So this really isn't going to work in the long term and is going to cause even more problems in the Turkish economy. The Turkish finance minister Nureddin Nebati had meetings in London this week with investors trying to raise more capital for the Turkish economy. And his feedback from these meetings was that they were fantastic. And he's very bullish on the situation. And he told all of these investors that the only problem that Turkey has right now is inflation. Everything else is going according to plan. Now, I probably wouldn't agree with his assessment as we're looking at it. There are a lot of issues that are going on right now in Turkey. Inflation is certainly one of them. That's the biggest issue. And that's having a knock-on impact to all of these other factors. But we've also got problems with regards to the strategy that's being implemented to combat inflation. As you'll know if you watch the channel, they've now decided that the right policy to follow is to reduce interest rates, even though common economic policy would tell you that you increase interest rates at a time of high inflation, because that calms spending, it reduces people's spending power, and therefore brings prices back down. Reducing interest rates usually means that people spend more and forces prices back up. And obviously the other major issue that is going on right now for Turkey is the fact that the Turkish lira fell by 44% in 2021 and is still under immense pressure. And we believe that the Turkish authorities are still supporting the lira in the markets, and that's why the rate has now stabilized against the dollar. But as soon as those reserves run out and they're unable to keep supporting the lira, it's likely that the value will fall again, and that will have a domino effect on all of the other factors in the Turkish economy. So it'll be interesting to see how many of these investors that the finance minister met with in the UK actually come through and make a large investment into the Turkish economy. This week, the Turkish finance minister also confirmed that Turkey will not turn back on its new economic policy. It is going to stick with the philosophy of reducing interest rates at a time of high inflation. And he's now calling on all of the private banks in Turkey to step up and show more effort. Now, I'm not entirely sure what that means, but he's now obviously putting some burden onto the privately owned banks in Turkey to start picking up some of the slack in the economy. Now, this presumably means that he wants more loans put out to the citizens of Turkey, and he wants more money circulated around the economy, and potentially also is an indication that they will want some of the foreign currency reserves that are being held by these private banks to be converted into lira and that currency to be handed over to the state. Again, this is a big issue. It's one thing controlling the state-owned banks and deciding what their policies are going to be and encouraging people to make transfers of foreign currency to lira amongst those deposits. But it's a very different matter when you start telling private businesses what to do. By indicating that the private banks need to show more effort, they're really putting some pressure on all of the operators in Turkey that they need to get involved in these political decisions. And this is really stepping into a different realm. This isn't a financial discussion. This is saying that they want those institutions to start pulling their weight to help Turkey get through this. So we're getting into an area here which is slightly outside of just normal commercial entities and more into helping the economy of Turkey by doing things that are probably not financially driven, but are more politically driven. If you follow the channel, you'll know that a prominent journalist in Turkey, a lady called Sedef Kabas, who's a 52-year-old highly respected financial journalist who appears on TV a lot, was arrested recently for insulting President Erdogan. And the charge of insulting the president was brought in at the time when President Erdogan changed a lot of his powers in 2015, and it carries a maximum jail sentence of 4 years. Now, since she was arrested, she's been held in custody, so she's been in jail continually for the last month or so, and it's now come to light that the charges against her have now been increased. So previously, she had the potential of going to prison for 4 years for the single charge of insulting the president. Now that has been extended, and she's now accused of also insulting the interior minister and the transportation minister. And the combination of those three charges means that she is now facing the potential of 11 years in prison. Now, this all relates to a famous Turkish proverb that she recited on Turkish TV. Now, the president took great exception to this and sent the police to her house at 2 o'clock in the morning where she was with her family, and she was arrested and she's been held in prison ever since. So initially it was hoped that she would be released and the charges would be dropped. However, with these new charges that have now been put forward, it looks more likely that she is definitely going to be held in prison for a long period of time, and it could be anything up to 11 years. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I think the biggest concern of all the stories today is the fact that Turkey is now asking all of its citizens to hand over their gold. And this isn't gold bullion. They're not talking about wealthy citizens who have tens of billions of dollars of gold bullion tucked away in safe deposit boxes. They are asking people to hand over their personal jewellery, chains and necklaces and earrings, which will be melted down to create new gold bullion for the state. So this shows really that Turkey is getting to the point where it is now really desperate. If it's asking people to hand over its jewellery to be melted down, then we are really at the end of the road in terms of options. There's nothing else left to ask for. They've asked for all of the foreign currency that all the citizens had. They've asked all of the companies in Turkey to hand over 25% of their own foreign currency and also any deposits that they don't need. And now we're at the point where they're asking for jewellery. And the scale of this programme is massive. We've got 30,000 gold shops and 5 major refineries all ready now to start collecting in this gold and melting it down. So I get a lot of comments on the channel about people telling me that there are no problems in Turkey, and references are often made to the level of gold reserves that Turkey has. Now, there's obviously a lot of gold in Turkey, and the private citizens of Turkey are holding over 250 billion of it. But the reason they're doing that is that they've lost confidence in the lira. So everybody has confidence in gold. That is seen as a universal measure for a store of value. The Turkish lira is at the opposite end of the spectrum. It is devaluing on a regular basis. So it'll be interesting to see how much is raised through this scheme, because the citizens of Turkey must be worried now. When you hear a call like this, then the alarm bells will start ringing and you start wondering why the state wants you to hand over your life savings in gold in exchange for Turkish lira, which is reducing in value rapidly. The other issues we've talked about today are also concerning. Strikes are now starting to happen. This is the people of Turkey starting to push back. They can't continue living in a state where inflation is at 50%. It's just impossible. We've got to the point where more than 50% of all the transactions in Turkey are taking place in dollars. Everybody is moving away from the lira, looking for something else where they can hold their net worth. And the strikes are really a reflection of the fact that people are now worried and concerned and unhappy with the way things are being run. The changes to the taxes are trying to appease the people of Turkey, but quite frankly, a 7% reduction in the food prices isn't going to offset a 50% increase in inflation. It will be lost in the roundings. And the finance minister is carrying on as normal. He's talking good game as if everything is all nice and rosy in the garden. But realistically, that isn't the situation. We have got major problems in Turkey right now. And I think they're starting to build up and everything's starting to come to the surface. So within the next 3 to 6 months, I think we will see some big changes in Turkey. It can't continue as it is right now. And we will come to a tipping point at some point very soon. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's video. I'm in a slightly different environment today. Let me know what you think. This isn't a permanent solution. This is actually just a short-term stopgap. But I may post another couple of videos from this location. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.